Now some news from the world of sports, and for the first time in 3 years, the University of Vermont men's basketball team can claim a win over its biggest America East rival. Riding an 18-point performance from Trey Bell Haynes, UVM beat Albany 60-49 in upstate New York last night, snapping a five-game losing streak against the Great Danes that reaches back to 2014. The win was the Catamounts' ninth in a row, and it snaps Albany's winning streak at three. UVM improves to 17-5 on the season. The Great Danes drop to 12-10. The Catamounts are on the road to play another America East rival and the team that won the conference last season, that's Stony Brook, on Saturday. Elsewhere in men's college hoops, the Norwich Cadets fell to St. Joseph's of Maine 71-59, despite a 14-point effort off the bench from Ryan Fitzgerald. In women's college basketball, the Castleton Spartans gave the Middlebury Panthers all they could handle, building up a 17-point second-half lead before the Panthers roared back to win 60-49. Kira Waldman led all scorers with 24 points for Middlebury. They scored the last 18 points of the contest in that comeback win. Amanda Beatty led the Spartans with 13 points, but they couldn't pull off the upset. The Spartans fall to 9-8 on the year. The Panthers improved to 14-3. To the pros in the NBA, the Boston Celtics rebounded from a loss to Washington 2 nights ago and put an end to their own 3-game losing streak, beating the Houston Rockets 120-109 last night in Boston. Isaiah Thomas once again heard the familiar chants of MVP from the Garden faithful. He responded with a game-high 38 points. That's Thomas's 15th game this season with at least 30 points and his 29th in a row with 20 points or more. Jay Crowder added 23 points and 10 rebounds for a double-double in the winning effort. James Harden led Houston with 30. To the NHL, and the Philadelphia Flyers have now won 2 games in a row for the first time in more than a month, beating the New York Rangers 2-0 at Madison Square Garden last night. Steve Mason made 34 saves to earn the shutout, and the Flyers got goals from Wayne Simmonds and Jacob Voracek to make those saves stand up. Now to the Australia Open, there will be a spoiler alert coming up, fair notice, but we'll start with the match that's already been decided on the women's side. There will be an all-sister final this year as Venus Williams faces younger sister Serena for the title match in Melbourne. Venus Williams will enter the final as the oldest woman ever to compete for the Australian Open Championship at the age of 36. That after beating fellow American Coco Vandeweghe in 3 sets yesterday. Williams dropped the first set in a tiebreaker but took the next two. This sibling rivalry is nothing new. The Williams sisters have played each other professionally 27 times in their respective careers. The younger Serena will definitely enter the title game as the favorite. If she prevails, she will make history, standing alone with 23 Grand Slam championships, one more than the woman she's tied with now, Steffi Graf. And the two sisters have played 9 Grand Slam finals against each other, the most recent, a 3-set victory by Serena at the U.S. Open in 2015. Now, tennis fans of a certain age are probably hoping another classic final will take place between two well-known veteran players. And after a just-completed match between fellow Swiss countryman Roger Federer and Stan Wawrinka, an all-veteran final is trending that way. After Federer took the first 2 sets, Wawrinka battled back to take the next two, forced a 5th and deciding set, which ended just moments ago with Roger Federer winning it. He took the final set 6-3. He will take on the victor of the semifinal match Saturday between Rafael Nadal and Grigor Dimitrov. Could be an amazing run of comeback victories for Federer as he does get to the final.